But my understanding from a religious perspective is that abortion is a right that we all have within the sphere of Islam, and it can be done due to extreme conditions, which could be rape or because the mother is going to, it's between the life of a mother or a child. But there are also within, that's the extreme, but other circumstances include if you are physically or mentally not ready. The importance of representation is if even if there was one Muslim on the court, that perspective would have risen up. And I think oftentimes why we don't see communities kind of raising their voices, and the reason I was saying it's opportunities for Muslim to kind of raise their voice, because you don't have someone who represents you who can carry your voice. The second you have, someone who looks like you, who can, who you can identify as, you will feel more empowered to raise your voice because you know it's being heard by at least one person who can then represent you further. Aside from my religious perspective, which is like you have the right to be, get abortion, for those who have a different religious perspective and have a pro-life perspective, I think we are not ready. We're not living in a society that is pro-life for anyone, those born and those yet to be born and those living. We don't have a universal healthcare system. Like having, being pro-life is not just saying you are. You have to really live and understand. And I think it's the same as understanding what health equity means, that we are not living in an equitable and just system.